Blog Talk Radio.
Today on the Essence of Success Radio Network, and I'm your host, Linus. You're on the show in the studio with Linus, and my co-host today is Brendan, of course, our producer, Chabonet. Go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey. It's afternoon here, so I'm just going to say for either afternoon or evening, I'm glad that you're joining us today. And today is March 16th, and it's raining up here, y'all. Usually during the week when Brenda and I are on the air, the sun was shining, but today it's raining, but it's all good because it just makes our state that more evergreen and so pretty. So, and today's show is about online dating, and we're going to have a real good time with that particular hot topic, online dating. The chat room is open. You can go in there and give your comments or your opinions. That phone number to call in and talk to us on the air is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914 if you want to call in and be on the show or just go into the chat room. Okay, so as always, we begin the show with entertainment news. And we're going to do some regular news, so I'm going to shorten entertainment news today and go on to some regular news that I would like to discuss with the audience. On entertainment news today, can singer Robin Thicke and his wife, actress Paula Patton, work it out? The couple's separation made headlines a few weeks ago and amid rumors of Thicke's cheating. But the pair were spotted with their young son, Julian, in Canada on a family outing, looking very much united.
Yay.
Sweethearts, and they've been together for 20 years, and they've been married for 10 years. They were high school sweethearts, y'all.
Oh, that's precious.
Yeah, so precious. So hopefully they can work those things out. Well, the new season of Dancing with the Stars kicks off tomorrow, and there is a lot of excitement about the legendary actor Billy Dee Williams joining the cast of dancers. William is 76, and will he hold up on the show with all that dancing? Can he dance? We will have to tune in to find out, y'all. Fellow dancing star NeNe Leakes from The Atlantic Housewives is bringing her long legs. She looks fabulous in the promo shots, but will she bring her bad girl persona to the show? In a recent interview, the Real Housewives of Atlanta star says she has a leg up on the competition. Why? Because she used to be a stripper.
Mm-hmm. That is a point to make.
There won't be no pole dancing on this one.
Or dollar bills raining.
I'm telling you.
Dollar, dollar, y'all.
Dollar, make you holler.
That's what we say.
Okay, Tina Campbell of the Mary Mary is blaming herself for her husband's cheating ways. In the new season of the Mary Mary reality show, Tina Campbell, one half of Mary Mary, deals with the news of learning about her husband's infidelity. Tina says the news almost destroyed her, and she blames herself. Tina says she was too bossy, too controlling, and she talked too much. Do you think she should take the blame for her husband's cheating? Mary Mary airs Thursday at 9 p.m. on WeTV. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Mary Mary's other half, Erica Campbell, has a new solo CD called Help, due out March 24th. I saw her sing that, and it is fabulous. Now, go back to what you just said, Brenda, about no, she shouldn't be blaming herself.
Well, let me just say from a psychological point of view, there's two people in the marriage, and two people are at fault on some level, some way, whether it comes down to you being with somebody who has a propensity for that. You're not either looking at it or knowing the relationship. No matter what they do, no matter how bad they are, you're in it. So you're contributing some way, shape, or form. Sorry, that's just the way it is.
No, and you're right, Brenda. And what's odd is, do you know, Gabriel Union said the same thing when Dwayne Wade, you know, all that publicity came out on this third child he had. And Gabriel said the same thing. She was like, well, the reason... You know, I don't think they were cheating. I think they were on a break or something. You know, the reason we had to take a break, you know, and the kid came about is because I was so focused on my career and not really making time for him. I could not understand that. So you're blaming your man for having unprotected sex and coming up and knocking a woman up because you were focused on your career, which you have worked very hard for, which you are entitled to. I don't understand that.
No,
that
she was blaming herself, not her
man.
That's
what I'm saying. She was blaming herself. That's what I'm saying.
You were blaming your man. I'm like,
oh, no. I'm saying she needs to blame her man. Don't blame yourself. That's the same thing as, you know, the Mary was saying, well, you know, I blame myself. Why do you blame yourself? And I understand your point, Brenda. Everybody plays a little part. Everybody does. That's a marriage that played. Each person played their part. But at the end of the day, she didn't force her husband to have sex with anybody. You know, if it was at that point where you had to step out, then maybe you need to end that marriage. I just don't understand that mindset of why women feel, oh, it's just all my fault. What? Really? Okay.
Here's the truth. There are people who actually are with each other 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, good looking, great body, and they don't fool around. So why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you have that? You're choosing not to. You're choosing not to be completely in that relationship. I mean, there are people who literally, if they talk, they're like, have an affair? Have you looked at my wife? And we're talking about when their wife is, hey, Paul Newman used to say that about Joanne Woodward. I mean, and we're not talking about when she was very young. We're talking about when they got older.
Yeah, because they were married for years.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know the status of their, you know, infidelities, if there is any, but... The point is, if you're not in it for the whole thing, you know, like there's a lot of people who get married and they're already thinking about what they're going to ask for when they get divorced. Come on.
What's the point?
Okay, I got another one for you, Brenda. Guess who's getting a divorce? Again, yet again. Halle Berry. She just got married. They ain't been married that long.
They're not even a year yet.
The little boy is here. They are getting ready to divorce, and the people are like, you know what? I don't think it's the men anymore. It's you, Hallie.
I've always felt.
Well, I didn't think that. I didn't think. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, I've always said she was the common denominator. So.
You know what? Like Gaetano, when I first met him, he expressed that he likes dark women. Excuse me. I guess I'm not the chicken leg he's always looking for, but he got what he got with me. Still, he told me in the beginning he thought Halle Berry was beautiful, and I used to think, whatever, and I would throw that in his face, and he said to me one time, he said, honey, that child's too messed up for anyone to be in a relationship with. Now, that was like, what, 15 years ago?
Wow. And spoke the truth then.
He sure did. Hello.
I think that's when she was with David Justice.
David Justice, Eric Benet, and now she's
Wesley Snipes.
She used to beat her. She wasn't married to him. He used to beat her. That was the one that used to beat her.
But it still
was
a relationship. Yeah. It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, boy. All right. Next subject.
Yep.
Well, actor Isaiah Washington is returning to Grey's Anatomy. 7 years ago, Washington was fired from the popular ABC drama because of homophobic remarks that he made on the set that got out publicly. Washington's return coincides with the departure of Sandra Oh, who was leaving the show at the end of the season. Dr. Preston Burt, which is Washington, will help his former love interest, Dr. Christine Yang, wrap her storyline on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, they had a kid together.
Oh, in the show.
In the show, yeah, not real life. In the show, yeah. I mean, I'm not a fan of it, but she was pregnant when he departed, so. And they never, you know, finished the storyline if he was ever in the kid's life or what. But, yeah, they had a kid.
Oh, I didn't even know she had a child. Did she talk about the child on her show?
I said, I wasn't really a fan.
Do they have their child in the storyline? Okay. Well, I'm not an avid fan anyway, so.
I'm not either, so I'm not sure. But I remember that particular storyline.
Well, Viola Davis's new TV project is being shot in Center City, Philadelphia. How to Get Away with Murder is the latest project from Private Practice, Grey's Anatomy, and Scandal writer-producer Shonda Rhimes. Davis, best known for her Oscar-nominated performance in the film The Help and Doubt, will be changing it up by starring in this sexy, suspenseful legal thriller. Woo-hoo! Shonda's a good writer. I enjoy her stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Good. T.D. Jakes is on the cover of April 70 magazine. Word has it he may be reteaming with Tracy Edmonds for a sequel to their successful movie, Jumping the Broom. The sequel may start Megan Good, who co-starred in the original. And the TV show Soul Man returns to the TV Land Network on March 26th, which is not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. The show kicks off its third season. Yay! Happy for you, Cedric, with a live broadcast starring Cedric the Entertainer and Niecy Nash. At the movies this week, it's Tyler Perry's Single Moms Club with Nia Long. Speaking of Nia, she's this month's Essence Magazine cover girl. I was wanting to go see this movie, but I was looking at some of the feedback yesterday on Facebook, and it wasn't very well received. But then that was just a few comments, so.
The Single Woman's Club?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard it's good, and I've heard it's horrible.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because people that were commenting that went Friday and were commenting yesterday on Facebook, they didn't say good things about it.
Not at all.
Yeah, so I don't know. Terry McMillan's best-selling novel, A Day Late and a Dollar Short, will air on Lifetime April 19th. So mark your calendar, folks. The TV movie will follow the story of a dying mother as she tries to pull her family together before she passes. Whoopi Goldberg leads an all-star cast featuring Tashina Arnold, Kimberly Elise, Anika Noni Rose, and Bing Rhames. And that's all I have for entertainment news. Now, to get to the news of the hot topics this week, I want to talk about the Malaysia plane flight 37, been missing for 2 weeks. I have questions, and please call in or either get on the chat line. Where are the submarines from Russia, China, England, and USA in those waters? Why is it just the boats that are on top? You know what I'm saying? I have something about this just ain't right. It's starting to get a little stanky because I'm thinking you have the ability. You have submarines that can go deep into the water and see if, that plane is down there. Now, I said that they probably went up through a void or a vortex or something similar to Bermuda Triangle. Come to find out, there is something like the Bermuda Triangle in that area. That's what I thought. My niece, on the other hand, thinks that they're deep in the water where the transponder, and the black box can't be heard, and the people are there on the plane dead. So I don't know. Brenda, what do you think in Chabonet?
See, when you first brought it up on that show, because I didn't know much about it, because I'm under a rock, but the first thing that I saw was water filling in over the top of the plane. not, it was like the sensation I got that it was not a, you know, dive crash, but it's one where they actually slid under the water in a weird way. It just, the water just, that's the vision I got, is the water coming up over the top of the plane, like it was sinking.
Hmm.
So, but I don't know what happened. Somehow I think they were killed even before, because it doesn't make any sense that no debris. I see no debris.
Mm-mm, I didn't either.
I see no debris. Mm. So I think that those people were killed before they went down.
I,
you know, who knows?
Me, either a bomb disintegrated the whole entire plane, or it's in the water. I mean, that's me. It flew off course. They know this. They have the military planes with the radars looking for these planes, which could take weeks or years to find any type of debris, especially with the oceans moving. If the plane is under the water with the currents of the oceans, who knows where that debris is going at this time? It's just, and they also stated that the people could have been dead, like you said, Brenda, before it even hit the water, decompression, which could kill the entire people on the plane before they even hit the either land or water. But, yeah, I'm more on it's in the water as well. Now, I will say this, on CNN, they said they are now, instead of the two passengers they originally thought they had the stolen passports, thought they were terrorists, but they really weren't. They were running from Iran for asylum in Germany where their families are. The investigation has now turned to the pilots, to the airline crew, and to the passengers on there, because the question is, why take this plane out? Who was on there that was important enough to take that plane down? What statement are you trying to make by taking this particular plane down? Because in all essence, it's not really hindering any country financially. It's not hindering anybody economically. If anything, it's just hurting the family and the friends, because there's no answers they have received on their loved ones. But why this particular plane?
Hmm. Isn't it kind of odd when you think about Scandal? Remember that storyline where the plane went down? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I'm probably getting creepy, but, yeah. Just a thought out there. Well, as we've all said, we're praying for all those people, and God rest their souls. We know for sure they got to be dead somewhere. I still feel in 11 days we are going to hear something. I'm counting 11 days back to the 10th. So we shall see. But I just feel like in 11 days something is going to come up. Okay, well, some more news. Did you know that China is building nuclear weapons in Iran? It was reported by International News Service. Interesting. Did you also know that United States of America owes China $3 trillion, and it comes due July 1st. Financial predictors are saying that if that happens, it would collapse the American dollar. I don't know, has anyone noticed since January that 12 bankers have died, some mysteriously, that all had information regarding the commodities market? Energy and oil are most important. Russia owns most of the world energy resources. But like I said, Putin is a thug. But let me say this. Russia a few years ago, y'all, they paid off everybody that they owed. And I heard this morning on the news that the United States was thinking about placing sanctions against Russia. Are you kidding me? Russia don't owe nobody. They can do whatever the hell they want to do, which is scary, but it's the truth. So what sanctions are you going to put in front of them? They can do anything they want to do. And so Putin, as I said earlier with the Ukraine thing, it's like, is he being a bully or is he doing a bluff? You know, you think
and
about
Russia,
it.
Crimea voted to join Russia, by the way.
Oh, they did?
Yep. CNN reported 95.5% of the voters in Crimea want to become part of Russia. They said most of the people that live in Crimea are Russians. So they said they have voted. However, the United Nations are looking at sanctioning Russia because they said the vote is illegal.
And we'll see how far those sanctions go. I don't think so, but we'll see.
Only 50% of the ballots have been counted, but yeah, the United Nations or European Union, excuse me, the European Union is calling it illegal and says it's looking into sanctions. So I don't know.
Do you think they went to voted for Russia to take them over because they felt like they were being held hostage because of their financial status right now?
No, they just said most of the people that live in Crimea are Russians, and they've wanted to be a part of Russia for many, many years.
Oh, okay, man. They're people.
Hmm.
Well, I've got one more story out there. The Federal Reserve, and it's kind of been going back and forth in the news for a few weeks. I predicted in 2011 that in 10 years, the Federal Reserve will cease to exist. Instead, we'll have one world currency, which will be like the Federal Reserve, y'all, on steroids. So watch out. I would tell people, before July 1st, you better put about $100, $200 in your pocket, because if anything does go funny or collapse, your money in the bank won't be any good. So I suggest that, between now and July, start saving you a little money that will cover your gas, your food, and just your daily living. So, anyway, my thoughts. Any thoughts? No? Okay. Well, we're going to go to sports.
No, before we go to sports. Before we go to sports, send your prayers out to Chile. They had a 7.0 earthquake today.
Oh, my God.
So they don't know how many people have died, how many have been injured, and it struck this morning, and it's a 7.0 magnitude. So please keep those people in your prayers.
Okay, yes, we sure will, Shab. Thank you for informing us. That must be breaking news. Hold on one second.
Is.
I want to bring a caller in with us. Sorry. Area code 780, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
It's Nina Lennis. I'm just manning the chat room for you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, well, getting back to I appreciate that. Okay, going back to the sports. So let's see. For the NCAA, I had their scores up a minute ago. Come on now.
March Madness doesn't start till March 18th. If you're looking for March Madness, you can get your brackets starting March 18th because that's when it begins. You can actually get your brackets now, get blank forms, and fill them out yourselves, but they will be filled out as games go beginning March 18th.
Oh, and didn't we have fun last year? It was
March Madness is a bomb.
I know, but usually it doesn't have the response, like the men, but it doesn't have the response normally on the brackets, not the March Madness. But last year, everybody, it was so many people into the brackets, calling this person or that person. Well, who do you have for the last 8? Who do you have for the last 16? It was really interesting. So you know what? This year, Chabonet, there is a commercial company, I don't know who it is, if you can do a perfect bracket from March 18th, to the end of the NCAA championship, you will win $1
billion. $1 billion?
$1 billion, B-I-L-L-I-O-N. If it's perfect, it's got to be perfect from March 18th to the championship. Ain't nobody going to win that. But anyway, it's a good try. But because of the interest from last year, there was women. All kind of women got into this, doing the college brackets. So
it's a lot of money
good.
That rides on it, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You better believe Vegas is just waiting with their eyes blinking for sure and any other gambling thing. Okay, well, let's do the NBA score. Chicago 101 to Milwaukee 92. Phoenix 121. Where did you go? Or to update it. Phoenix 121 to Toronto 113. And these are all final scores. I'm sorry. Final for Houston, 104 to Miami, 113. First quarter, Boston, 14, New Orleans, 17. Now, tonight's game at 7 p.m., you've got Sacramento and Minnesota, Dallas and Oklahoma, Utah and Sacramento. GS, I'm sorry, I don't know. I can't remember who that is in Portland. Do you know, Shav? Who's GS?
GS? Oh. Are you talking about the Grizzlies?
Oh, okay, the Grizzlies in Portland. And then Oh, I'm sorry. At 9 o'clock, the Grizzly and Portland's play tonight. And at 9:30, Cleveland and LAC. I don't know who that is. Who's LAC?
L.A. Clippers.
That's not the Lakers. Oh, L.A.
LA
no,
Clippers.
No, are you talking
LA
about
Clippers.
March Madness? This is NCAA.
No, she's giving the NBA.
Oh, the NBA.
Yeah, NBA.
Wait,
LAC
so,
stands
I thought
for
Portland
L.A. Clippers.
Portland was Blazers. What are you talking about, Grizzlies?
I don't know. Who'd you... Huh?
Grizzlies are playing the Blazers.
Okay.
These are two totally different teams. LAC stands
okay,
for LA Clippers.
Okay, I was
going to
say it.
Okay. Nina, I got to tell you this. I keep getting kicked out the chat room, and I don't want it to go down. Can you use another name? Use another name to come into the chat room because you're on the same name as I am and it's saying that somebody else is using it, so they keep disconnecting me. You know what I'm saying? Just log back in, but do it with a different name. Just make up a name for the time being because I don't want to lose the chat room. Oh, and by the way, welcome, Gio, to In the Studio with Linus. Glad to have you on board with us. Okay, and thank you, Nina. Was there anything? Oh, I know what else. We didn't do, Shab, do you do NASCAR?
The standing in NASCAR right, the NASCAR right now is the Sprint Cup that's at Bristol. And right now, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is number one. Brad Kalowski is number two. Jimmy Johnson is number three. Joey Logano is number four. And Jeff Gordon is number five. It was delayed because there was a rainstorm going on. So they have wrapped up for today. They'll start back over tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you, because I like to give the NASCAR. You started. That was really good. Okay,
yeah.
So is that it for sports?
Yep.
Okay, did you have anything for News of the Weird?
Nah.
Okay.
Come on, there
well,
is your life.
No,
I'm
that's
sorry?
Okay because we're coming down at 3:30, and so we should get on our subject. So I'm okay.
All
right. Okay. Right. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back, and then we're going to start talking about online dating. And the chat room is open. Okay. Be right back in about 3, folks. Oh, and it's buried because it's online dating. That ain't Barry. Sorry. Wrong one. Here we go. All right. Bring it, brother.
So, what do you want to do?
Anything you want to do, Barry.
I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you.
Babe, what?
Believe me. I am patiently waiting on you. Yeah, there's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good. And if you think you can turn me out, maybe I wish that you would. Cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go. Just you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. I know there's a lesson you wanna teach. Here I am, baby, practice what you preach. Is it? What do you preach? Lady, baby, 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 we're wasting time, precious time. All this talk about what you want to do and how you're gonna do it to me. What you preach. Now I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good. But if you think you can turn me out, girl, I just wish that you would. Cause you keep, oh, you just keep, now you just keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. Say there's a you preach. Is it? Really? Well, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach. Show me.
I want to thank you, Barry. That is so sweet. Okay, hot topic. Welcome back, everybody, to In the Studio with Lennis. Our hot topic today is online dating. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and I welcome everybody. I'll bring some people in. Area code 256, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Mark.
I'm fine. How are you?
Mark. Fine. Okay.
Mike.
Well, thank you for joining. I'm sorry?
This is Mark.
Oh, it's Mike.
Yes.
Oh, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Mike. Okay. So today we're talking about online dating, and I want to read, like, there's some pros and cons, but also let you know who the companies are. Well, online dating is not a taboo subject anymore. People seem to take it more seriously than a few years ago. We are starting to accept online dating more and more as a genuine way to meet someone. This is a comment from another lady. Still, even now, many people do not take it seriously and ask themselves if it can work at all. Trust me, it can work. Now, this is another lady's comment. I have been dating someone online about 7 years ago. It was a great experience at the time. We are happily married for more than 4 years. So I have printed up, of course, when I printed up, did it list all the online dating sites? No. I got to go back in there. Because it was quite a few, it gave some stats on it. So while I'm looking for that real quick, does anybody have a comment right quick?
On online dating?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead, Brenda.
Well, I think that it takes some time. I think if you're wise, you take some time actually getting to know the person. But, you know, it's I don't think that it's much more of a gamble than if you're in person. I mean, you don't know someone just because you see them and they're acting a certain way. It takes courtship, I believe. And
sure. Go ahead,
yeah.
Brenda.
No, that's my deal, is I believe courtship needs to come back, just like for my great-grandparents and all that.
Okay, I got
you don't know
it
them.
Now.
You're getting into a whole lot of stuff.
Well, the number one site for online dating, and I've never been there, I can't tell you anything about it, called Zoosk, Z-O-O-S-K. Their overall rating is 100%. The number two, and I'm giving you the top 10, folks, number two is Match.com. It has a 99% rating. Number three is eHarmony. It's a larger use-based seeking committed relationship. It has a 98%. The next one under eHarmony is number four, is Our Time. For singles over 50, theirs is a 97%. I don't know about that one. Number five is How About We? And it's for 25 and older, educated, single, fun-loving, casual daters. So there you go. It has a 96 rating. Number six is Mate1Com. It's a growing user base of 30-plus daters from across the United States. Their rating is 97. Number seven is Christian Mingle, lively community of devoted Christian singles. Their rating is 97. Number eight is BlackPeopleMeet.com, and it's geared toward African-American singles. It has a rating of 96. And number nine is Professional Singles Over 40, successful, sincere singles looking for a real relationship, with a 96 rating. And the last one, number 10, is SingleParentsMeet.com, Single Parents Seeking Love. Okay, so I wanted to give that so you'll, you know, kind of get there.
I've never even heard of Boost. I've never heard of Boost ever. Have you, Shab?
No, I haven't heard of it either.
And they're number one?
Yeah, Zeus, yeah, they're number one.
They're
brilliant. Yeah, they're 100%, you know, as far as the site usage and people meeting up.
Is it like one of those free sites?
I don't know, honey, because I've never been in a Zeus.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I just pulled it up and read about it because I want to know what was the top 10 sites that, or 5 or 10, you know, that people use. And
mm-hmm.
Zeus is number one with 100%. So we'll have to see. Now, the pros and cons of online, number one is it saves time. Do y'all agree or disagree?
Online dating saves time. Well, what does it mean by it saves time? Because I would think you'd have to.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, go ahead.
I just think you would put, I guess, the same amount of time if you met someone in person that you would do online. So I guess that's why. Okay. I'm not sure.
What?
Okay. Number two is focus search. You can screen out the people you definitely are not interested in based on the information available online, which, you know, that could also be truth or lies, so that's up to you. Number three, you get to know a person better in a shorter time than maybe, say, going out for 3 or 4 dates. Go ahead, Brenda. The other way around is also.
I think that there's this pseudo safety thing going on. Just because you're forced to talk online, that's true. You pretty soon you're sort of going to cover some serious topics. Whereas when you're in person, maybe you relegate your first moments or time together to a sexual or physical nature. when you're separated, that it's not as easy to do. But just because somebody is telling you stuff, there's still an element of getting to know that
mm-hmm.
and understanding whether that's true or not. And
well, Brenda, do you think people talk more openly when they're in a protected anonymity?
I think if you're the kind of, I think that some people will give that openness, but then, you know, people who are deceptive, it's a great medium for them to continue that behavior. So
okay.
It's something that you need to balance your trust with what you know and a little what they like to call common sense, which I don't really believe in because I think it's a fallacy, but you need to balance that with a little more either investigation or if this doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. You know, if there's something seems wrong, you know, understanding your intuitive side or your spiritual side, actually consulting God, the Holy Spirit, to help you determine whether this is a positive thing or not, depending on your particular religion. I just wouldn't take the hook, line, and sinker just because, hey, there's a bunch of people that met online and they have a great relationship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, number four on pros and cons, attraction is more based on who you are than looks. This also goes both ways, too. Okay. Number five, a rejection affects you less than when that happens face-to-face. Comment, ladies?
I would disagree with that. I think rejection is rejection. So you could be hurt in person or you can be hurt online.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Number six, is it safe in one way? You do not need to reveal your name, address, and other personal information.
You don't have to give that in person.
Thank you. Look, you know, people have been, you know, taking advantage of people in relationships for eons. They didn't just start. And, you know, it didn't culminate with the Internet. So...
mm-hmm.
How many people have been out there and then they find out that their lover is an alcoholic?
Or a
wife beater, is that what you said?
No, a cheater.
Cheater.
Okay, same thing, yeah.
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 Okay. Well,
not being honorable,
Okay. Well, then the cons are, number one, it's not safe in other ways. You don't know who is really behind a profile. Unfortunately, there are still lots of creeps out there who pretend to be someone else online just to have some fun or worse.
Mm.
So true.
I think it's both ways, too. I mean, people can tell you at face value, I'm a millionaire, I have a PhD in this, I own 3 houses and 2 Ferraris, and you go to his place, he's in a studio, he has a bus pass, and $1 in his pocket.
We're not saying that, you know, that's the work, you know, whether you have a great job or not or whatever, it's not about where you're standing at the moment. It's where you tend to stand. It's your patterns that matter because a moment in time doesn't tell you anything, whether you're in person or if it's online. It's the trend that you have or your behaviors over a span of time that matter.
Hello.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two on cons, it can be hard to keep on. You miss out on the real dating process, going out, meeting, seeing and touching each other in real time. Number three, others don't take you seriously. There's a big chance that your family and friends will not approve and or understand when you are dating someone online.
That shouldn't matter. You should support your people regardless. You know, I have friends who date online from various websites, and I know people who prefer to date in person. And either or, I support and respect
their way of living their lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. Number four,
Brenda,
another con.
You?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was waiting on Brenda.
No,
I just
I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, number four, you need to be willing to relocate. In case you fall for someone who lives far away, eventually one of the two has to move to make it work. No comment?
You know, I'm just speaking for me. I would need to have met this person and we have traveled back and forth. It'd have to be at least over a year to know that I want this person to uproot their life and come live with me, or vice versa. You know, but that's the same in person. I have a very dear friend that I care for very much that lives in New York, and I don't want to uproot and go to New York. If I go to the east, it's northeast, you know, same way he doesn't want to come over here to Seattle. He was born and raised in the East Coast. I'm born and raised on the West Coast. So those are very hard actions for commitments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number five.
I don't think that.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, to say that to people, it's almost like, you know, making them, you could terrify somebody with that. Oh, if you go online to try to date someone, you're going to have to be able to move. I don't think that that's necessarily the case. I mean, there are long-distance relationships. Somebody in the chat room, I think it was GLG, talked about meeting a wonderful woman online, and they ended up having a long-distance relationship that was nice. So I don't know what the end result was because I missed out, but the point is it can happen. You don't have to move. But you're just going to have a slightly different, non-traditional, quote-unquote, type of relationship.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number five is addictive. You could end up spending many hours a day in front of your computer doing nothing else than looking for a date. Number six. Is costly. If your search is not limited to free dating sites, it can become pricey in time. No one says finding someone is easy. However, internet offers so much more opportunities to meet someone as long as you play it safe. Online dating experiences can be very different, some great, some not, like Brenda just said about Geo. So, I'm going to tell you a quick story about I was in Match.com a few years ago. Brenda and I kind of dabbled in online dating just out of curiosity. So anyway, this guy that I met, he was a nerd, and that's okay. I didn't care about it. He was a computer nerd, and that's okay. That didn't bother me. Well, anyway, when he came to pick me up, I want y'all to know I'm a good-looking woman. I was dressed to the 20s with a silk blue suit on. And so, you know, just general talking. When he came in, and so then I said, well, where are we going for lunch? Because he was taking, you know, we were having a lunch date. And so he said, well, do you like hamburgers? Now, did you just hear I said I was dressed to the 20s in a blue suit, looking good, smell good, taste good? I told him, do I look like a hamburger blip to you?
Wow.
So when we went, I picked out an Italian restaurant that I know is expensive. Lunch costing, believe that, y'all. I order stuff I don't even eat. Just because, like, oh, and then wait. And the best part is yet. So while we're sitting there eating, he's going, doing this. And I said, oh, my God, are you on drugs? I'm about to end this right now, walk out the restaurant. He goes, no, Linus, I have allergies. I said, well, I took a pill before I left home. Do you have medication? So he got kind of, embarrassed. But anyway, believe me, when he dropped me off at home, I mean dropped me off like, thank you for the date. You have a good day, you know, have a good day, and hope I see you again, which was a lie. And I came out in my house.
Okay, I think you're a little harsh speaking from the psychologist's point of view, but, yeah. I mean, that makes me think that when you – were interacting with this person that either you didn't communicate who you were very well or he didn't understand who you were, there is an issue with the communication. See, this is what I'm trying to say about the courtship. And maybe people want to race to meet someone because their picture is gorgeous. I'm sure that he probably did want to meet you because you're a gorgeous woman. But there is a mismatch going on somehow, or a miscommunication about who you truly are, how you expect to be treated, and who he thought you might be or how he thought you would either accept him. And that's the problem that I think comes in.
I have to agree with you
on
that, Brenda, because I had two online datings, and it was pure miscommunication because one of them, this is when I was heavier in back in the day, and he was like, you look bigger in person than you do from your picture. And I said, it's funny you say that because you look older in person than you do on your picture, and I don't have daddy issues. You know, as a matter of fact, are you a friend of my dad's? I was like, this isn't matching. So, again, and I didn't lie about my, you know, me back in the day. I was real cocky. I had no problems with my weight. So I was like, okay, miscommunication. And then the second date, it was more of a miscommunication on religion, and reason being because he was Muslim and me, you know, I'm Christian. And so and very nice man. I will never take that he wasn't a nice man because he was very nice towards me. But because of our belief systems were different, were conflict for each other. You know, he believed a woman shouldn't speak until spoken to. She walks behind her man. She sits in the back seat. You know, she cooks and cleans. She bows down to a man. And I said, well, that'll never happen with me. And it's not the fact that because I'm, quote-unquote, a sister, because if he had met my girl Rhonda, who is a white woman, she would have looked at him sideways till she broke her neck because that would have went against her beliefs. So it was more of a religion conflict between us that it didn't work. And we had, you know, we were both honest. He had told me from the beginning he was Muslim. I told him I was Christian. But, you know, we still went forward with our date. But it wasn't until we got in person and really started talking about our background that when he was telling me his viewpoint of a woman, I let him know. I said, you will never get that from me. I said, I'd probably end up taking you in your sleep. And so he was like, well, I'm glad you told me that. And that was our last date.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's right.
You know, but seriously, that, you know, is the second one I wouldn't say was a miscommunication. It was more of a better understanding when we got to see each other in person. But that first online dating, yeah, that was just a hot mess.
Well, I have been really impressed. Because even, remember, Brenda, when you had me get on, what's the one that's so expensive? It's like $40 a month, eHarmony. That is very pricey. It's like 40 or 42 bucks
a month. It was like
a
free weekend or something. So I just thought it would have been fun to see what's out there, who's out there, and what they're like. And I got my friend Becky to try that too, but she just never went back in and looked at anybody. So,
how much does eHarmony charge?
I have no idea. I didn't start to do it.
I didn't realize they could tie
this online. They're expensive. eHarmony is expensive because they say that, you know, whoever that you meet on there, you'll end up getting married. There's no guarantees in life.
See, yeah.
No.
Two of my girls signed up for theirs, and one of my girls, she was like, that website called me a whore. I said, well, I doubt they called you that. I said, I mean, it's reality, but I doubt they called you that. And then my other girl, who really is a Christian, sanctified, I mean, she's a good girl, didn't find any matches for her, which she was just like, oh, I'm done. And matter of fact, she found her fiancé off of Match.com.
A lady that I used to work with did too, Brenda. In fact, I mean, Shab, they got married. Her and her both ended up getting married off of Match.com because she suggested that to me too quite a few years ago.
Retired, so
my friend.
And I tried Match.com, but I have nothing against online dating. I feel you should, you know, be comfortable in the way you want to meet people. I'm just more of an in-person meeting right then, right there.
Me too, because I'd rather look. I want to look into your eyes when you're talking to me. And I want to look at you from head to toe, who you are physically as well as your character and mentally. So That always works for me. I need to look in your eyes and look at you when you're talking to me so I can tell whether or not are you being truthful and honest or are you just, you know, trying to run a game.
Well, so then basically you can use it in tandem as well. I mean, for instance, you can meet people online and then start dating. So maybe it's just a way to give you that initial in to, you know, a group of people to consider.
True. Very true.
Which I think is a perfectly valid way to do it, and probably that blended approach might possibly be the answer for people who are fearful of online dating and people who are fearful of in-face dating. Just, you know, gives you an option, because sometimes it's a little hard, you know, waiting for your friends to come up with some loser or your family to force you on to some idiot that, you know, you don't really, you know, you have nothing in common with. Because, you know, these things happen because the people in our lives don't have the complete view of our total personality.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree with that. Oh, yeah, I agree with you on that.
You know, mama might come up with a really great-looking guy, get a great job, maybe he goes to church, but you don't match up sexually. You know, he may think that having sex is purely for procreation. So he only plans to hit you until that's done, and that's it. You know, I don't know what that means. Maybe they're really not into women, or maybe, you know, maybe they just think sex is messy and disgusting. Who knows? But there could be all number of reasons. You know, maybe there's a painful element to them physically. I don't know. But it's nice when people recognize one aspect of us. It's like it's up to us to make people understand our totality. And the one who looks at us in totality and says, I am so down for that. Where have you been all my life? Now, that's the train you need to catch. Okay.
Hello. Digging it and understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I do believe, too, in any given relationship, but especially in dating, communication and understanding are so important. You know, you brought up a good point, Brenda, and that's true. You got to communicate. For me, in a relationship, dating, the man has got to reach my mind. That's the most important to me. If you can reach me mentally and have a good conversation, you can count from 1 to 10, then we can go from there to the next step. But it's got, for me, it has to start mentally. And then maybe spiritually. Sex is last, because I don't care who you are. Sex is sex. But for me, you have to reach me mentally with my mind.
There you go. I know that's right.
I know, and so, and for some women, and men too, they just got to have a woman in their life, or they just got to have a man in their life, whether it's online dating or seeing them meet and greet physically. But I think that you should stop and check yourself out and make yourself happy first before you move on, whether it's online dating or physical, seeing a person. Because if you don't love yourself first, how are you going to get in a relationship to love anyone else? I just want to throw that out there, folks. You got to start with you and then move on.
Hello.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
I was thinking we should, go ahead. I was thinking we should do a show on down low. I think that would be really interesting in today's time, as since we're talking about online dating. At another date, ladies, not at this particular time. But, yeah.
So you might want to explain down low. Some people don't know what that means.
Bisexual. Yeah, a man that is bisexual.
Are we going to talk about women that are bisexual as well?
Well, sure.
No. Yeah.
It's both ways. I'm sorry, Chabonet, if we made you sick, but yeah, we'll talk about it from both sides.
No, you didn't make me sick. I'm just agreeing. I'm saying,
Oh, I thought you were like, ah, God.
No, not at all. I would never do that. Mm-mm. I support my gays.
We had a pastor in the, what is she saying, Brenda? Because you and, or Nina, what is the pastor saying that's in the chat room here? Is she one of maybe the best one? He just needs the right woman in Jesus. Okay. All righty. Going back. So, anyway, since, oh, my God, the last, we're down to the end of the show. It can't be. We were just going good. And I'm not doing it. I don't want it to end. So anyway, let me tell you what's going on. So Monday, we have a new show that comes on at night on the Essence of Success Network, and it's called the LNB. It comes on at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 11 East Coast Time. Nina or Brenda, you want to talk about that right quick?
Nina, go ahead.
Okay, and the next show, I got to move on. The next show on Tuesday is Brenda's Bring Your Own Brilliance. Brenda, you want to say a couple words, which comes on at 11 a.m. Her time.
Okay, you had her
so
muted. That's why she couldn't speak. Okay, the show BYO Brilliance, this coming up show is Letting Go, the Brilliance of Letting Go. Release and renew. You know, it's time to clean out some stuff. Stop clogging up your life with junk that is not serving you.
Hello.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, going back to Monday's show, our show will be about friends this week.
Ooh.
Might have to catch that one myself.
Yes, Lordy.
No, you
yes,
got something
Lordy.
To offer.
Who? Chabonet? Brenda, you do too, and so do I. Ooh, Nina, that's going to be a good show. I'm going to tell
yeah.
you folks, you probably want to call in early, and that number is 646. Write it down now for tomorrow. 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And on Wednesday is Psychic Reading with Lennox and Brenda at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. That's Pacific Standard Time, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Thursday is Filmcology. And this month,
hello, and we're talking about Alien 3, the third in the series of the anthology. So we're talking about major gender issues on film and the future and current society and the next steps with Lieutenant Ripley. So join
all
us.
Right.
We've had a really wonderful discussion. This will be the third one.
Yeah, so this Alien, what's the title of this movie? I've seen
it's Alien 3 or Alien to the Third.
Okay. And Brenda's really been having some good shows, so y'all want to come in there. If you like horror flicks, I think everybody probably got into Aliens back in the day. It's good. And on Friday, we have Traffic Jam Fridays with Lennox. It begins at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. East. And it's music for 30 minutes, and I do a different collage of music. A couple of weeks ago, I did what was it? Music back in the 20s and or 40s and 50s. It was really good. But anyway, for 30 minutes, I play music so that when you leave work, that you will have a smile on your face if it's been one of those weeks. So when you get home and walk in your front door, there's going to be some love in your heart. All right? And then Saturday, we have Time to Love with Lydia. And I don't know what she's talking about this week, Brenda.
I don't think she set the topic yet, but it'll be interesting.
Am I muted still? Are you guys on
Nina?
I'm on the line. It's Lydia.
Oh, Lydia. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were there, sweetie.
It's spiritual spring. That's what my topic. Yeah, I've had my topics up.
Yeah. Okay, what is
spiritual spring?
Okay, and what is that going to be about? Spiritual spring.
Oh, it's springtime on the 20th, this Thursday, so I'm coinciding new growth, new beginnings, all that stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. And next Sunday's show in the studio at 3 o'clock will be about books. We're going to discuss books. If you have a favorite book you'd like to talk about or maybe a suggestion, we're going to share that. Reading is good. Sometimes I think people get too carried away into the television or the internet, and they don't pick up a book and just sit down and read sometimes. Reading is fundamental, but reading is good. I know Shav and I are like hardbacks, hardcovers, then to go. And I have a Kindle, but I don't even use it, and I got it for a Christmas gift. I'd rather just read the hardcover book or a paperback. So be sure and tune in for that next Sunday at 3 o'clock. And I hope that you enjoy our, in the essence, the essence of success, radio network, sorry, talking too fast, is a network of women. It's all women. So please join us Sunday through Saturday on the different shows. Leave a comment, like our pages. Lydia has her page. Nina has her page. Lydia, what's your page on Blog Talk? I mean on Facebook.
It's Time to Love, but spelled out T-O. Time to
okay.
Love.
And Nina, your page?
It's just personal, I think. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, mine's, if you want to
I don't think everybody has a show up yet, and we don't certainly don't have an LMB up yet. So
okay.
That's something we need to discuss.
Yeah,
well,
we do.
Okay. Well, if you want
to
reach
connect
us or reach
through
me.
Your show for now.
Yeah.
I mean, your
yep.
Internet, Essence of Success.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
EssenceOfSuccess.com is my website, and if you leave a message there or suggestion, we would greatly appreciate it. My Facebook page is Gaia Bocelli. That's GaiaBocelli. Gaia Bocelli. I just enjoyed today. I didn't want the show to end. I thank Nina for working the chat room. God bless you. You just, I mean, wow. Thank you, Gio, for coming in. Thank you, Pastor Sydney, for being with us today. Thank Brenda, as always, and Chabonet and Lydia for being on.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike. Oh, Mike, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you calling in. Mike's in Florida. That's one of my little flirts. So thank you for calling in.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, I keep the door open, okay?
Hey.
But anyway, thank you, everyone, for joining us today in the studio with Lennis. And I hope that you have a wonderful week this week. Be sure and give somebody a smile. Remember to hug and say something good. And if you can't, then be quiet. But try to be positive and say something good. And just smile. You'd be surprised when you walk down the street or in an office or whatever and just smile at somebody. That smile might have made their day. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All righty. And with that, I'm going off the air now. Thank you, everyone. I love you. God bless. Have a good week. Be good to one another and stay safe until I see you next Sunday.
Okay. Bye-bye.